Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There are many moments where the sacredness and the gifts of being a pastor hit me hard, hit me in deep and profound ways. For example, every Sunday when I stand at the font and I get to declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins on behalf of Christ, that's a really powerful moment for me, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Last night when I officiated that wedding, I got to be the one who offered the words that they used to make promises to one another for the rest of their lives. And I got to say, by the power vested in me, I now pronounce you husband and wife. I had to hold back the tears because it was a very moving moment. Now, certainly there are many moments all throughout the week that it hits me hard, the profound gift of being a pastor, but I will offer you one more for the sake of time this morning. It is my great joy to preside at Christ's table. It isn't my table, it's Christ's table. But I have the gift of offering the words of welcome and offering the prayers. I have the immense joy of offering you Christ's body on behalf of Jesus. When you come forward, I look you in the eyes, not as a moment of personal connection, but as a moment of looking at you in the eyes to remind you that you are seen by God, that you are known by God, and that you are loved by God. Jesus' body was broken for you, and Jesus' blood was shed for you. And as you are receiving the gifts of Jesus' body and blood, I want you to know, on Jesus' behalf, that you are seen and known and deeply loved by God. That is why I look you in the eye. You are seen by God, and you matter to God. Eye contact is really significant, isn't it? Eye contact is an important part of communication, no matter what we are trying to communicate. But without offering words, eye contact can say so much. It can show respect. It can show that you are paying attention. It can offer empathy. By offering eye contact to somebody, it can show that you matter to them, even if just for a few seconds as you look the checker at the grocery store in the eye, or as you walk by somebody on the street. The woman in today's gospel story has captured my attention and imagination all week, and she's had me thinking a lot about eye contact. Eye contact is such a significant part of what it means to be a human. And yet for 18 years, she was bent over, quite unable to stand up straight. I wondered if it had truly been 18 years since someone had looked her in the eye. We know differently and think differently about physical and emotional conditions than they did in biblical times. The biblical understanding of any kind of sickness was that it was caused by a spirit of Satan. Now we know that to not be true at all, but because they believed that, it affected the way that they treated people who they thought were sick. And so this woman, who was already on the margins of society because she was a woman, also had this sickness that was perceived to be caused by a spirit of Satan. Having those two things combined, it is quite likely that no one would have even given this woman the time of day unless maybe it was to judge her or condemn her. This woman who could not stand up straight, maybe she had osteoporosis. Maybe she had a severe forward flexion of the spine due to age or hard manual labor. We don't know her official diagnosis, but we can only imagine that this woman for 18 years endured significant neck and back pain, both bone and muscle pain, and that she also experienced social isolation at the fears and judgments and perceptions of other people. So often, conditions that people experience, even if they are physical, have emotional and social experiences of them as well. But it was also this unnamed woman who, despite her condition, despite the pain that she was experiencing, faithfully went to the synagogue that day. Listen to these words, imagining her perspective. On this particular Sabbath, there was a special excitement at the synagogue where she regularly went to worship. A Galilean preacher and prophet, Jesus of Nazareth, had arrived in town and would be teaching there. She and the others in town had heard reports about Jesus and how he talked about God's reign arriving soon and how he healed sick people. She was not sure how many of the rumors to believe, but she was trying not to get her hopes up. Her life had already had too much pain and too many disappointments to count. But when she entered the synagogue that day, the place was abuzz. As Jesus began to teach, however, the room hushed. Moments later, his words turned from teaching to invitation. He had caught her eye, no easy feat, given that he had to lean over and incline his head to do so. "Come here," he said to her. She slowly made her way to the front of the assembly, and what happened next amazed the whole congregation. "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When this man, Jesus, spoke those words and put his hands on her broken, bent body, she felt power surge through her. Without hesitation, she straightened her once crooked back. She stood tall and praised her God. This unnamed woman, who was no one special, in fact, she was invisible, probably to most people, because she was bent over and she couldn't make eye contact with them. For 18 years, she had been lost in the crowd. And that Sabbath day, she fully expected to be lost in the crowd at the synagogue. That day, though, Jesus noticed her. It was her that Jesus saw in the midst of countless others. It was her that Jesus made eye contact with. It was her that he called forward. It was this invisible woman that Jesus laid hands on and healed. Brothers and sisters, Jesus saw then and still sees today those who are broken and invisible by others. Jesus notices those who are isolated and lonely. Jesus loves and cares for and values those who feel unwanted and unwelcomed. If you feel like this bent over woman, isolated, invisible, lonely, Jesus sees you. Jesus knows you. You matter to Jesus. and Jesus loves you. And to all of us, Jesus sees and notices all people, especially those on the margins, those who are invisible, those who go unnoticed by others. Jesus sees the ones that we don't. Jesus sees the ones that we look away from, the ones that we want to walk by and pretend that we don't see. Jesus sees and notices them because they matter to God. They too, just like us, are created in the image of God and are loved deeply by God. May we who are seen by God, who know that because we are seen by God and matter to God, may we see others as Jesus does. And may our noticing and seeing them help them to know that they are seen and loved by God as well. Amen.